Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Biden justifies open borders as humanitarian as 85,000 migrant children have disappeared. By John Binder on September 1, 2023. Democrat presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is calling out President Joe Biden for justifying open borders policies as humanitarian while an estimated 85,000 unaccompanied alien children, UACs, have disappeared after their release into the United States. President Biden justified his open borders policy as a humanitarian response to the appalling media revelations that the Trump-era Border Patrol had 2,600 children in cages. Today there are 12,000 children in cages plus 85,000 children have disappeared, Kennedy wrote on Twitter. Indeed, the Biden administration has sought to label their lax enforcement of federal immigration law as safe, orderly, and humane, even as child labor trafficking has skyrocketed across the U.S. as a result. Specifically, Kennedy references a New York Times report from earlier this year that unveiled how more than 85,000 UACs released into the U.S. interior from Department of Homeland Security, DHS, custody had been lost in the system after being sent to live with adult sponsors, most of whom are not their biological parents, by the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas admitted in March that many of those 85,000 missing UACs have ended up in a growing migrant child labor trafficking pipeline. The situation of UACs being released to adult sponsors is so dire that the Labor Department Inspector General has opened an investigation into the Biden administration's handling of the issue. The federal probe was opened after a bombshell report from the Labor Department that found that from October 2022 to July 0 this year, there has been a 44% increase in children discovered working U.S. jobs in violation of the law, many of whom are UACs. In July, for example, 16-year-old Dugan Thomas Perez of Guatemala died as a result of injuries while working at one of Marjack Poultry's meat processing plants in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Perez was a middle school student who arrived in the U.S. 6 years ago. Watch, exclusive, Robert F. Kennedy meets with local official at the border. Since Biden took office, more than 300,000 UACs have been placed with adult sponsors throughout the U.S. But whistleblowers have warned that HHS is not properly vetting those sponsors and migrant children are ending up in labor trafficking, sex trafficking, and domestic servitude as a result. HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra, at a hearing last month, could not guarantee that 100% of adult sponsors' homes are inspected before a UAC is placed in their care, a requirement for many pet adoption programs, Representative Debbie Lesko, R.Oz, noted. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.